This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The buy one, get one deal is coming to an end New Year's Eve at midnight. Order now at EdenPure.com and use code words Howie BOGO. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Congress found plenty of money for foreign countries, lobbyists, and special interests while sending the bare minimum to the American people who need it.
I went through a lot of pain and suffering because of this.
It wasn't their fault. It was China's fault, not their fault. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600. To $2,000.
Jumping Jupiter, we're gonna be rich!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And for him to turn this down, obviously we have the votes to override his veto in the Houses. We have those votes. But he should not be doing this right now when his own Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, was involved in the negotiations from beginning to end. He is literally trying to burn this country down on his way out.
Absurd. Listen to how crazy absurd you sound.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
TCI is just taxing poor people so that we can subsidize rich people's electric cars. And I'll tell you what, I'll go further. In New Jersey, our gas tax is almost 50 cents. Parkways have increased by 27%.
It's way too much.
It's just too much.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I heard there was a sighting of a sleigh in Santa Claus. He's been circling around to see what it's going to do.
All I know is that I'm an aging, purposeless relic of another time, and I live in a dirty rooming house on a street filled with hungry kids and shabby people, where the only thing to come down the chimney on Christmas Eve is more poverty.
Good afternoon.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Hello, Howie Carr Nation. This is Grace Curley. I'm Howie's executive producer, and I'm filling in for the captain. I have Jared Diglio on the board, and we got a great crew helping us bring you the best show possible. We do have the chump line, but before I get right to the chump line, Jared, I have some big news. I actually might need the news report sound. DC mayor honoring Dr. Fauci on his 80th birthday with Dr. Fauci Day. With Dr. Anthony S. Fauci Day. So Dr. Fauci's birthday is tomorrow, what us regular people would call Christmas Eve, I believe. But nope, in D.C., the mayor wants it to be called Dr. Anthony S. Fauci Day. She said, "We are incredibly proud to count Dr. Fauci among the many D.C. residents who are sacrificing so much to keep our communities healthy and safe." This guy, whoever is running his PR, should get a big, I would say Christmas bonus, but maybe I'll say they should get a big Dr. Anthony S. Fauci Day bonus, because he's everywhere. He's on every news network. He's in every magazine. He's portrayed by Brad Pitt in SNL. He's throwing out pitches at the baseball games. He's getting vaccinated with the thumbs up. I mean, he's getting more play this Christmas than Santa Claus, and he vaccinated Santa Claus. It is absolutely wild. We will get into more of that crazy information, but first, it is time for the chump line.
Hey, Grace, this is Howie. I hope the show is going well. I'm just out riding my bike, enjoying the nice Florida.
Hey, Howie literally did not come here today to be made sport of. That's why he put me in the big chair. No, Howie is a lot more careful now when he's on his, when he likes to ride his bicycle.
Bicycle, I want to ride my
bicycle.
Ride my bicycle.
Yeah, ever since he tried to get the glasses out of his pocket and had that crash, he's been a lot more careful.
There once was a bill full of pork pushed by rhinos, Democrats, and dorks. More debt to destroy the freedom we enjoy. So it's time to get out the pitchfork.
Ooh, excellent. I love the word dorks. Underused, underrated word. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, simply sending our best wishes for a happy and healthy Christmas to all the members of Howie Carr Nation. And may the spirit of this season remain with you throughout 2021. God bless you and God bless America.
Grace, it's Howie calling for the Palm Beach Nursing Home. You're doing such a good job that you're making me feel like the next Wally Pipp. So please, bring the show back to my level. Botch the call-in number or start calling the producer by the wrong name. Who's on the porch today? Gerald? Oh, I gotta go. Movie night is starting and I got them to play a civil action. Mr. Carr's getting a royalty check.
Wow. The Howie Carr impersonator is not holding back this week. That was
barbaric.
Harsh.
Barbaric.
What I will say, if you guys don't know the Wally Pipp story, Howie always says that Wally Pipp asked for the day off, and then who came in?
Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig came in, and that was the end of Wally Pipp's career. So that's why Howie doesn't often take days off. But how nice of you guys that when he finally does take a day off, you remind him of his greatest fear.
If Hunter is the smartest person Joe knows, does that make Joe the dumbest?
Honestly, the strangest part about that whole thing is that how he keeps saying it. You know, I get that sometimes you say things once in a while and you take it back, but he has said that Hunter is the smartest guy he knows at least twice, which is two times too many.
Lovey, what a historic occasion. For the first time ever, an Asian American female is hosting a show during afternoon drive, and she even hyphenates her last name as she hails from two Asian families, the Kerr family and the Lee family.
I am a very, very, very small percent Asian, but I'm proud of that. West Asian. That was when we got our DNA tested here and Howie thought he was going to have the most interesting heritage, but I came out on top with that one.
So, Joe, our darkest days are ahead of us. You got that right. Starting on January 20th.
Yeah, I mean, even if you think that, which, trust me, no one is less excited about Joe Biden being president than yours truly. But I always like to think that the best is yet to come, no matter what. And here's the guy who just won the biggest job in the universe, and he is saying the dark days are ahead.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse pony sleigh. Hey.
Oh, jingle bells. Yeah, so if you guys missed that yesterday, Joe Biden was talking to Peter Ducey, who had the gall to ask him about his son Hunter and the investigation that they are doing into his taxes. And he called Peter Ducey a one-horse pony.
No. I'm Russian disagreement. Mr. President, do you still think that the stories from the fall about your son Hunter were Russian disagreement at his smear campaign, like you said?
Yes, yes, yes. God love you, man. You're a one-horse pony.
Talk about one-horse pony. You say God love you after every single question. I would call that a one-trick pony, but if we want to call it a one-horse pony, I think he fits that category as well.
Hey, like Sleepy Joe, I'm just as frustrated as the next guy.
I know. We're all frustrated right now.
So let me get this straight. Naming a gas tax the Transportation and Climate Initiative so that it has an environmentally friendly name, then use it to pay for trains and buses to burn fuel all day with no passengers. Got it.
It's almost like none of it makes any sense. I think TCI is going to be at least one person's grievance in the 6 o'clock hour. We are having Festivus, as we always do at the Howie Carr Show. So think of your gripes. I know this audience well. I love you guys. I know you have some gripes.
Leave it to Howie to be in Florida for the coldest Christmas Eve in 20 years. Watch out for frozen iguanas falling out of the trees.
Howie's probably so happy to hear that it's so cold here. Nothing warms his heart more than knowing it's cold.
If we could unplug Nancy Pelosi's $24,000 freezer full of ice cream, would the Democrats need so much money for the environmental relief funds?
That is true. She had two huge freezers full of fancy artisanal ice cream. And I, like I said before, I'm just so happy that she hasn't been able to get on her private jet for her Christmas vacation yet. And it's all because of President Donald Trump.
Grace, Anthony Fauci calling to remind you that even though it's Festivus, you should stay at home. No feats of strength should be performed. And dear God, if you do an airing of grievances, wear a mask.
I got a lot of problems with you, Dr. Fauci, and you're going to hear about it. No, and you know, sure, is it the day before Christmas Eve? Yes, but it's also the eve of Dr. Anthony S. Fauci Day. So you decide which is more important.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, simply sending our best wishes for a happy and healthy Christmas to all the members of Howie Carr Nation. And may the spirit of the season remain with you throughout 2021. God bless you and God bless America.
Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse pony sleigh. Hey.
One horse pony sleigh. I love it. Joe Biden, I mean, we're going to have to play some more of this sound. It's just, it never ends with him. Guys, we have so much more when we get back. You don't want to miss it. We got Festivus stuff coming up. And we also are going to talk to Justin Manning about some real estate in the 6 o'clock hour. So stay with us. We will be back. I'm Grace Curley. I'm filling in for Howie Carr. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
Jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingety-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey.
Jared Diglio is just killing it with the Christmas bumpers. All right, guys, we have a lot to talk about, but first I want to throw it to Jared for the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Buy one, get one is coming to an end New Year's Eve at midnight. Order now at EdenPure.com and use code words HOWIEBOGO. We get a lot of questions about this. People want to know the website. They want to know if the deal's still on. It will last till New Year's Eve at midnight. So go to EdenPure.com and use code words HOWIEBOGO. Jared, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Whose political career most needs a Christmas miracle? Andrew Cuomo, Katie Hill, Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi, Eric Swalwell, Raphael Warnock.
Well, you know what? I actually want to open this up to the phone lines because 844-500-4242, I think this would be an interesting topic. People have different opinions. Some people think that Nancy Pelosi had her worst year yet. I'm looking at an article from Town Hall. It says Speaker Pelosi's favorability for a fourth term as House Speaker plummets. I mean, between the ice cream, the setup with the haircut, she had a bad year. And she started it by ripping up that State of the Union address. And she somehow got more bratty and more immature as the year went on. This 2020 has been hard on everyone, but it has been a terrible look for Nancy Pelosi. But it's stiff competition because Congressman Eric Swalwell did have a very close relationship with the Chinese spy, all the while accusing Donald Trump and his son and Jared Kushner of being Russian agents. So hypocrisy-wise, he looks terrible. Then I'm reading a story right now that just came out in the New York Post about Katie Hill. And it says, Katie Hill sues ex-husband media outlets over non-consensual porn. So she had a bad year. You heard Joe Borelli in the last hour. If you missed that, he's the New York City councilman, and you should definitely check out the interview because he's phenomenal. Talking about Governor Andrew Cuomo and the lack of self-awareness that guy has. So long story long, Jared, I'm going to say Eric Swalwell, but it's tough to choose.
Eric Swalwell maintains his lead at 39%. Second place goes to Nancy, 18%. Gavin Newsom in third place with 15%. Andrew Cuomo at 14%. Raphael Warnock at 7%. And Katie Hill at 6%.
Yeah, Katie Hill's probably the coming in last because she's just not as relevant anymore.
At least she's got four shoulders to go home to cry on. So.
That's true. She was part of the thruple, you guys might remember. Or as Howie likes to call it, the thruple. Yeah, guys, so we got the phone lines and everyone's calling in, so that's great. We're going to go to that in a second. But it is tough to decide. 2020 has been quite the year for these politicians, and I don't see this ending well for Nancy Pelosi as far as being elected House Speaker again. I mean, she has made a fool of herself so many times, and she contradicts what she says, and we have the internet. And even if we didn't have the internet, we have memories that go back further than one day. For her to go one day saying the $600 checks are significant, and then last year about the tax cuts, or maybe it was more than a year ago, her saying those are crumbs, and then today saying, I always wanted to give people $2,000. I'm glad that Trump decided this. I would say, how stupid does she think we are? But I know how stupid she thinks we are. And it's how stupid all of these politicians think we are. So yeah, we will get to that. We have more sound to get to as well here. Let me just find my cut sheet. There's so much to go over. It's been a wild day. And all the while, I just keep seeing stories about, and Jared, he didn't do well on the poll question, but Raphael Warnock has been having a pretty rough time as well. And we have some of that body cam footage. So here's the situation. He is running in Georgia. There's a big Georgia runoff election. It's on January 5th. And Raphael Warnock is the Democrat who is running. And he's had a few scandals up to this point. But recently, some old body cameras released of his wife telling cops that he's a great actor, but he crossed the line. How is this sound, Jared? Is it good quality? All right, let's play it.
This man's running for the United States Senate, and all he cares about right now is his reputation. I work at the mayor's office, and this is a big problem. I've been trying to be very quiet about the way that he is for the sake of my kids and his reputation. I've tried to keep the way that he acts under wraps for a long time, and today he crossed the line. So that is what is going on here, and he's a great actor. He is phenomenal at putting on a really good show.
And this isn't me being sarcastic. I fully believe this woman. You can just hear it in her voice. She does not sound like a crazy person. She sounds like an ex-wife who has finally reached her breaking point. Bob, who do you think had the worst 2020? Who needs a Christmas miracle to save their political life? Bob?
Name any one of them. I mean, Gavin Newsom is like despicable. My reason for my call is the fact that all this money that has been designated for foreign countries, I have not heard one word about money for wounded warriors, money for honorwarriors.org, the kids at St. Jude's Hospital. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
Yeah, and I'm not going to pretend I read the entire 5,000-plus page omnibus bill. I'm sure there was some things for some good causes. There was good in that bill. I'm sure of it. But it was definitely overshadowed, like you said, by a lot of nonsense that people don't care about. I do see we have some people on the line. I'm sorry we couldn't get to you. We will get to you on the other side. We're going to talk about Festivus. But first, we're going to talk about the Festivus surprise that Senator Rand Paul put out. If you thought the bill was bad, this will really make you tear your hair out. 844-500-4242. Grace Curley filling in for the captain. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hello, Howie Carr Nation. Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. The captain is off on Christmas break, but my name is Grace Curley, and I'm filling in, and I have Jared Diglio on the board. And we have a lot to get to in this last hour and a half. So as you guys know, it is Festivus. It is December 23rd. the day made famous by the episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza's dad reveals that they have a tradition, and it's not the typical Christmas tradition.
A new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
And at the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole.
So I was reading a story about this today, and it said that it actually, there was a guy, I think, on the set of Seinfeld, or so, who somehow knew Jerry, and told Jerry Seinfeld that this was something his family did. Probably not the pole and the fighting, but just the airing of the grievances. It is cathartic, and it does make you feel good to say, you know, things that grind your gears. And not everybody has a microphone every day to tell everyone that, so this is your chance. But before we get to your grievances, I want to go over Rand Paul's Festivus Report. I'm becoming a big fan of Senator Rand Paul. He's just been on fire lately, and he detailed the insane ways government wasted $54 billion in 2020, and we are going to go over some of those ways. I want to start with this quote. Perhaps somebody can explain to me why the Kennedy Center needed $25 million for salaries, or why Congress reimbursed some agencies for money they had spent in late 2019 and early 2020 before COVID hit on efforts unrelated to COVID, Rand Paul wondered. Maybe, just maybe, cutting agencies' blank checks is why the debt skyrocketed from $23 trillion to more than $27 trillion. Spending was about 50% higher than last year, and payments of interest on the public debt remained extremely high at $387 billion. He then gave a powerful visual. If you laid out that many $1 bills end to end, it'd be enough to wrap around the earth 1,506 times. And when you hear what these billions and billions and billions of dollars are spent on, that's when you get angry, like a Costanza would get angry. So the Department of Defense potentially lost up to $715 million in equipment designated for Syrians fighting ISIS. Researchers use funds from NIH, which is the National Institute of Health, the grants totaling $31 million on a study they allegedly faked to make it look like there was a connection between e-cigarettes and heart attacks. These are all on Twitter, people, you know, breaking it down. U.S. Agency for International Development is spending $37 million to help deal with truant Filipino youth. And I think my favorite has to be, researchers spent funds from National Science Foundation grants worth $1.5 million to walk lizards on a treadmill. And I thought originally it was shrimp. I thought I saw shrimp somewhere, but I guess it was lizards. And in this article, this is, I'm reading from Town Hall. It says, my favorite wasteful spends of 2020 study. These are all different studies, okay? And I know, guys, you know, you're budgeting, you're trying to get your kids Christmas presents, you're trying to get groceries. This is what the government thinks is worth your money. We had a caller point that out. If you want to know who's paying for the lizards walking on the treadmills, getting their steps in for the day, look in the mirror. It's us. We are so generous. We are so good to our lizard population. It says, study, will people eat ground up bugs? Another study, why does stress make hair turn gray? Wearable headset to track eating behavior. Spraying of alcoholic rats with bobcat urine. Your tax dollars hard at work.
How do they know the rats are alcoholics? Maybe they're social drinkers.
It's a very good point. Now we're labeling these rats as if it's not bad enough they're getting sprayed with bobcat urine. And you think you had a bad 2020. Yeah, it's just wild, and I don't blame Rand Paul for being fed up, and I don't blame the American people for being fed up. It's really different when they lay it out for you. I mean, you always kind of know they're wasting your money, but when the president of the United States goes on his Twitter and makes a video about it, it does put it into perspective. I will say, though, I was Googling the CARP thing. there are a bunch of groups that are mad they're not getting their CARP money. And they think that Trump mocking it was not right. I just want you guys to know that. Let's go on to Jason. Jason, you're next with Grace Curley. What's going on, Jason?
Well, I'm traveling the States like normally. This is Trucker Jason checking in with you guys. I'm from Maine. And my biggest issue is what I've learned. I listen to Glenn Beck from 9 to 12. I listen to Rush Limbaugh between 12 and 3, and I'm wishing him well. I think we all are. And then 3 to 7 with you guys. And it's like beating my head against the wall with one day you wake up and hope to hear some sort of victory of these corrupt politicians. We voted, well, I didn't vote, but that's when I say for Lindsey Graham, but people that he was out there campaigning, vote for me, and then you find out he's for the $10 million or whatever it was for the it's frustrating because it seems like we need to just get rid of everybody in the White House except Trump and maybe like Jim Jordan. And
I know, and I get what you're saying, Jason. You're losing hope. I think a lot of people are. I mean, I hate to sound like Joe Biden saying the dark days are ahead, but you do start to feel like it's a bad movie and the bad guys seem to always win. There's no repercussions. I mean, and even on a simpler note, like when people don't do a good job, like Andrew Cuomo, he gets praised from the media. And sure, can you say, oh, who cares what the media says? But a lot of people who don't pay attention, that is what they see. And that is their truth. And I just got a story in here from one of the staff. And someone said that Esquire just decided that Jake Tapper is the king of truth. And it's to Jason's point, it's not fair anymore. No one's getting real information. And besides Jim Jordan and a handful of other guys and women who are trying to do good work and trying to be honest, seems like we got a lot of rhinos. And speaking of that, I read an article today that Chris Christie is going to run in 2024, and he's already getting the website ready. And I'm so sick of people like Chris Christie, who when Trump was doing well and when it benefited them, they were all aboard the Trump train. And the second they thought it was over, they turned on him. It's just so predictable. Chris Christie, I mean, he seems like a nice enough guy or whatever, but what a phony. Pretends that, oh, he's all for Trump. Hated Trump when they were, you know, facing off for the nomination. And then he became a big Trump guy. And then now, because he thinks he's going to run again in 2024, spoiler alert to Chris Christie, you're not going to win in 2024. It's no longer the Republican Party. You're not going to get people who voted for Donald Trump to vote for you because people don't want, you know, Washington as we've known it. They don't want D.C. They don't want the swamp anymore. People like seeing the table get turned over and seeing things happen. And that's not Chris Christie. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out, that Chris Christie's going to keep the swamp alive. Anyway, guys, when we get back, we have more news to cover. We are going to do some more Festivus. Call in 844-500-4242. I'm Grace Curley. I'm filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
The Howie Carr Show.
He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
God rest ye merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior.
Hello, Howie Carr Nation. Welcome back. Happy Festivus. I do have to clarify. I think some of you guys are getting confused. It is an airing of grievances, and we are going to get to your grievances around 6:20 after. I'll get to these callers right now, but after we have on Justin Manning. But I do want to put out this clarification. It's an airing of grievances or gripes that you have in your daily life. And sure, if I am one of those gripes, that's okay. But I think people are getting a little bit confused, and they're sending in their gripes with me personally. And while I will take them as constructive criticism, my favorite one so far is I'll start, Grace. Your eyebrows are too severe. Helpful.
Barbaric.
But you guys can branch out. It doesn't all have to be about Grace. Maybe have a gripe about the producer, Jared Diglio. That's fine with me as well. Our traffic. People don't like traffic. Traffic's annoying. We're going to go to the phone lines here. Brian, you're next with Grace filling in for Howie Carr. What's going on, Brian?
God bless you, Grace.
You too, man. What's going on?
Hey, I don't know if you noticed, but everybody's been having nightmares. Everybody. And the poll question, why can't you add Trump to that list?
Oh, okay, Brian. I get where you're going with this. Yeah, I don't think Trump had a bad political year. I mean, did it kind of stink that this terrible pandemic came? Yeah, and that everyone blamed him for it? That stunk, but I think he handled it as well as he could have. Eric, you're next with Grace on the Howie Carr Show. What do you got, Eric?
Yeah, so I was just going to follow up on your point about the debt and how the U.S.
Sorry, Eric, we don't have a good connection there. I do want to read this story really quick. Scotland's first minister, Nicola Sturgeon, apologized on Wednesday. Now, tell me if you've heard this story before. It kind of comes up a lot now. She apologized on Wednesday for defying coronavirus restrictions in her country by removing her face mask during a wake. Sturgeon was photographed talking with three other women at a distance without a mask on when she attended a funeral wake for a civil servant Friday. The photo was then published in a local paper. She said she made a stupid mistake. This was her quote. I talk every day about the importance of masks, so I'm not going to offer any excuses. I was in the wrong. I'm kicking myself, and I'm sorry. And here's the problem. It's not that I think it's a terrible thing to take your mask off if you're at a wake. I think it's a terrible thing to put these restrictions on everyone if you know that they can't be followed. The best way to know a restriction cannot be followed by the average person is if you can't follow it yourself. And Dr. Birx was a great example of that because she just retired. She felt as though, I think she was embarrassed that she got caught crossing state lines to go to her second home to winterize it. That was what she said. But she was with more than one household, which she told us multiple times you were not supposed to do. And she was visiting family. And I don't think the virus knows if you're somewhere for Thanksgiving or if you're somewhere to winterize your home. I think that these restrictions have to apply to everybody. And there's no standards right now. Before we get into the last hour, I do want to read you guys a little bit about the Bidens. Not Hunter Biden. Not Joe Biden. Joe's focusing on Santa Claus. No, I want to talk about the brother, James Biden. I'm reading now from The Federalist. Hunter Biden was one of three individuals showered in a six-figure shopping spree paid for by the same Chinese business leaders flagged as potential criminal activity by Senate investigators. The other two, James Biden and James's wife, Sarah Biden. You guys will remember James Biden. I think he goes by Jim because he looks just like Joe Biden and he sounds just like Joe Biden. The Senate report released in September after a three-year investigation expanded the public scope of the Biden family's decade-long conflicts of interest featuring Joe Biden in the upper echelons of government. By unveiling ties between James Biden and the same Chinese businessmen courting the former vice president through Hunter, the family webs of interest interlaced with the Chinese has given rise to new questions regarding Joe Biden's knowledge and involvement with the family business. Now, Howie has talked about this before. James Biden has an interesting business history, okay? And we'll get into it. I just don't see... Now, this is you'll remember Tony Bobulinski. He did a great interview with Tucker Carlson that got no play before the election. He said, I just don't see, given the history here and the facts, how Joe can't be influenced in some manner based on the history. Public reporting of James Biden's business deals alongside Hunter in China have only scratched the surface. James Biden is undergoing investigation by federal authorities in Western Pennsylvania over a series of hospital deals struck under AmeriCorps Health, a firm built on the model of buying and operating rural hospitals. FBI agents raided one of the now bankrupt firm's hospitals in January, along with the home of its CEO, Grant White. James Biden's home was not raided. James, a heavy investor in the company, became the subject of a lawsuit from White, who we just said was the CEO of the company, accusing him of fraud and racketeering. This ultimately toppled the firm to the ground. So every time you think you know the Bidens, a new layer comes to light. And this isn't going to go away. And of course, the media is not going to show the same level of interest that they would if this was Donald Trump. But eventually, if Joe Biden does become the president, and I'm still on the Trump train, guys. I'm not giving up hope. But if Joe Biden does become the president, the media will slowly get more comfortable with these stories about Hunter Biden and James Biden. And they'll go back to pretending to be journalists. And some of this stuff will come to light. It says, we've heard that line. The vice president and his brother have always understood and agreed that James' business ventures are separate from and independent of Joe Biden's career in public life. Just like Hunter Biden's 2.8-carat diamond he received from a Chinese businessman was independent of Joe Biden's politics. One had nothing to do with the other. In February, a lengthy report published by ProPublica chronicled James leveraging the family name through the decades to land 6- and 7-figure loans through donors to his older brother's campaigns. So these Bidens, I mean, I know we give Joe Biden a hard time for, you know, bumbling occasionally, but they're crafty. They've made a lot of money. And as someone on Twitter put it, I wish I could give them credit, but I don't remember. Someone said, Hunter Biden is everything the media wanted Donald Trump Jr. to be. And Jim Biden and Joe Biden are everything the media wanted Donald Trump to be. All right, guys, we'll be back with Justin Manning talking real estate. And then we're airing your grievances. It's the Howie Carr Show.